Well, hello, hello. Welcome back, CEOs. I hope you're having a great week thus far. Have you ever felt complete overwhelm in your business? A time when you just had so many ideas and tasks running around in your head that you didn't know where to start. You didn't know what to prioritize or even how to prioritize. And for some of you, it may have just put you in a paralyzing state where you didn't do anything and weren't very productive because you didn't know how to put your foot forward and get started. If this has been you at any point in your business, I want you to listen in on this episode because we're going to be diving deep into how to strategically prioritize as the CEO of a business. So yes, friends, we've all felt it before, those times when our head is just full of ideas and tasks and things that need to get done, and our team is asking for this and that, and our emails and our DMs, and sometimes we just want it to all go away. And we might look at a list of tasks, we might have a list of tasks, but we don't know what to start with, we don't know what's most important, and it just leaves us in a state of paralyzing, really, doing nothing, because we just don't know how to go forward. You know, decision fatigue is real, and I've heard this said many times before, but you get an email in your box, you read the email, you deal with it later. Come back to the email later, you read it again, still haven't dealt with it. Come back to it a third time, and now finally you're doing something. That decision fatigue is leaving your mind getting very busy and tiring you out. And the same can happen with the list of tasks that you have to do and to help sort out what you're going to do next. So I want to walk you through an exercise that I have found really, really helpful in my own business, but also when I'm working with clients to help in that state of overwhelm. So when you're feeling like that, the first step to do is get a piece of paper or notepad in your computer, Google Docs, whatever works for you, and do a literal brain dump. Now, friends, we're not trying to prioritize these tasks. We're not trying to label them. We're not trying to put them in special categories. We're not doodling. We are literally listing the tasks and releasing them from our mind onto the paper or the computer screen. A literal brain dump. Spend 15 minutes max, set a timer, and go. You want to get as many tasks out of your brain at that moment in time that you can. All right, now once you have that list, now we're going to categorize those tasks based on a matrix of four categories. You've probably heard me talk about this before, and you may have seen it, you know, in the online world as well. It's really a common matrix to use, but it's called the Eisenhower matrix. And what it does is help us plug these tasks into the correct quadrant. So on your paper or your computer screen, whatever you've got in front of you, I want you to draw a box that has four quadrants in it, four boxes inside. And we're going to put criteria in each of those boxes. So in the top left is going to be important and urgent. In the box below that is going to be not important and urgent. The box in the top right is going to be important and not urgent. And the box in the lower right is going to be not important and not urgent. So I'm going to walk you through each of those boxes and give some examples of tasks that will fit in each of them so you can get a better picture of how this works. So I want to just talk a little bit about the criteria first so you understand what this means. When I'm talking about important, I'm talking about things that are revenue generating. Things that are going to move our business forward that we can tie directly into gaining revenue in our business. And the second criteria, urgent, these are things that need to get done within the next day or two. This is not a random assignment of a date. It's a set date. And if things aren't done by that date, there's going to be other consequences that we don't want to happen. So it's not just I pull it out of the sky, I want it done in 2 days. There's actually a negative consequence if we don't have it done within the next couple of days. So let's start now plugging different tasks into these four quadrants. So first up, in the top left, we've got important and urgent. This is the day-to-day tasks that need to happen in your business. Things like making sure your customers are taken care of, sending out your email reminders, being present for team meetings, your coaching calls, whatever those things are that happen on day to day and need to happen to keep your business going. They're important because they're related to your revenue. They're urgent because they need to be done in a certain time frame. Okay? So we want to minimize, as a CEO, the amount of time we're spending every week on these types of tasks. So we have to evaluate, okay, this task needs to be happen, but doesn't need to be happening by me. Can I give it to a part-time team member? Can I streamline my process so that it makes it easier and flows smoother and this step doesn't even need to happen? Can I use an automation in one of the tools that I have to make this process happen without me lifting a finger? And do I need to keep doing this task? Is it that important? So those are some of the questions we have to ask ourselves when we're going to put a task in that important and urgent section and then decide who's going to do it and how it's going to get done. All right, the next quadrant is not important and urgent. So these things need to get done by a certain date, but they're not revenue generating. So as an example here, paying your income taxes. We all need to do it. It all needs to be done by a certain deadline. And if we don't pay our taxes by a certain deadline, there's gonna be negative consequences of it. So most of us try our best to ensure that we have those done on time, but they're certainly not revenue generating in themselves. So tasks that you put in this bucket, in this quadrant, are things that you want to look at systematizing and outsourcing. These are those $10 tasks, those maintenance level tasks that need to get done, but not necessarily by you. All right, moving into the third quadrant, not important and not urgent. So here we have tasks that don't need to be done by a certain time and aren't specifically revenue generating. So any tasks that are in this area, we really have to stop and ask ourselves, do we need to keep doing this? What benefit is this bringing to our business? And at a time when we feel overwhelmed and we have competing priorities, we may have to ask ourselves, can we stop doing this? Is there going to be any negative effect if we stop doing this? Because many times in our business, we end up doing things because we heard it from someone else. It's working for someone else. We think we should do it, but we don't have any evidence or any data to suggest that it's actually working for us. And so if it's not bringing in revenue and it's not got a deadline, I really ask you to stop and question yourself, do I need to keep doing this? What can you say no to? And this is a really important question because remember, every time you say no to something, you are freeing up time in your schedule to say yes to something else. So if you're saying no to a task that's not bringing in revenue and doesn't have a deadline, an urgent deadline, that frees up time to say yes to something that is a growth level task, that is bringing in revenue, that maybe needs to be done by a certain time. So I hope you can see here that not every task is going to fit in the same category, and where that task fits really makes a difference on what you do next with that task. I don't want you to be looking at your task list as just a checklist. I'll start from the top and check them off as I go until one day I get to the bottom. That's not a strategic way to go through the tasks that you need to do. I don't want you going through and saying, well, I'll pick the ones that are most easy for me to do or that I enjoy doing the most. Because again, you're not being strategic when you're looking at tasks that way. All right, let's talk about the last box of this matrix, the top right-hand corner, important and not urgent. And this, my friends, this is where the gold is. You as CEO want to be spending time in this area every single week. This is where your highest return on investment is. This is where your business accelerates your growth. These are the $1,000 and the $10,000 tasks that I talk about. These are the growth level tasks that you and only you and the CEO can be doing. So every week when you do your brain dump and you prioritize your tasks into this matrix, then I want you to be looking and prioritizing some of those tasks from important and not urgent into your week. I want you to be stopping things that are not important and not urgent because they're not bringing you revenue. And I want you to be looking at important and urgent and not important and seeing how you can adjust things, how you can set up a system to make things easier and make your business flow, how you can maybe get someone else to help you with this task who, one, knows it better than you probably and can do it faster, and two, allows you time to then work on those important and not urgent, those highest return on investment tasks. All right, so let's go through a couple of examples here so that you get a real feel for what I'm talking about in terms of these tasks. So if we look at the what I call maintenance level tasks, those tasks that need to get done but aren't necessarily urgent, right? We're looking at things like inbox, scheduling, billing, graphic design, podcasts, newsletters, copywriting, nurture marketing. You see, most of those things don't necessarily need to be done by you. Or at least a piece of it could be done by you and then you pass it on to someone else. So for example, I'm recording this podcast now. I'm the only person who can record this podcast in my business, obviously. But I don't need to do every piece of that podcast production. I can have someone edit it. I can have someone write the show notes. I can have someone post it and make sure there's an email sent out and everybody knows about it. Right? The same with copywriting. You may write draft copy, but you don't have to design the page and get all the tech working behind that. So these kind of tasks are going to go in those two boxes. Important, they have to happen. Not urgent, they don't need to happen today. And then the other side, where you want to be spending most of your time, is on those growth level tasks, your CEO power hour. Right? Your weekly appointment with yourself to really analyze where you are in your business and what your top three priorities are. Having sales conversations, doing webinars and challenges that directly lead into a paid product, doing interviews and guest teaching, networking. All of these things are things that you as CEO have to do. But my friends, if you fill your week with all those tasks on your checklist, you're never going to get to these growth level tasks. So we need to take that big task list and strategically map it out. Which quadrant are each task on your task list going to fit into? And then you ensure you're prioritizing those growth level tasks. Find a way to systematize, automate, or pause some of the other tasks to free up your time so that you can really be acting like CEO of your business. All right, I hope this episode was helpful for you and helps you to see an exercise and a way that you can take that humongous task list and break things down so that you can really focus on what's most important for you to be doing. I'd like you now, if you resonated with this episode and you want to leave me a comment, let's head over to the CEO Amplify Facebook group and tell me I've made my task list and tell me one thing that's in that growth level quadrant for you and what you're going to do and when you're going to do it. Okay, so head over to Facebook group CEO Amplify and let's hear what the growth level task you're going to do this week is. Thanks again for listening, my friends, and I'll see you back next week.